word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today, and we hope our program is a blessing to you. We're considering the Word of God to see what God has for us today, and I believe God has a message for you. I believe He has a message for everyone, and God wants to speak to you today in His Word. We're continuing our study in Psalm 119. Today we're going to be in Psalm 107, so I'd encourage you to go and turn there. This is actually the 12th message in this series. It's taking us a while, and it's going to take us a while yet. I'm not sure how far this is going to go or how many broadcasts there will be in this series. And if you'd like to hear some of the earlier broadcasts, you can go to our website, www.considerhisword.org. There you can go back and see some of the earlier programs or hear some of the earlier programs so that you can kind of catch up to where we are today. So we invite you to do that. While you're there, I'd love to hear from you. Go to a place where it says contact us and send me a note. It'll come directly to me. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what city you're in and hearing our broadcast. And I'd love to hear about the call letters of the station that you're listening to. So drop us a line. Again, www.considerhisword.org. In Psalm 119, we find the little phrase, thy word, some 35 times. We're actually up to about 21 in our study. We're going through each of these one at a time. We may do a couple of them today. We'll kind of see how our time goes. But the 35 times, you find the phrase, thy word. Now, there's actually one more in the book of Psalms, and we'll take a look at it as well as we get down to the end of this broadcast or to the end of this series. And so today, Psalm 107, Psalm 119, verse 107, the Bible says, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. He says, I'm afflicted, but not just afflicted. He said, I'm afflicted very much. You get a sense that David is in some kind of trouble. And this affliction could have come from the outside. It could have come from Saul that was chasing him around the countryside. Could have come maybe even later when his son was chasing him and the son was trying to take over his throne. The Bible didn't really tell us exactly, but we know that David is under some kind of affliction. Now, what could he mean by that? By affliction. The word affliction literally means to be put down or to be brought down. Did you ever hear somebody say, well, that's a downer? And maybe that's what David is dealing with here, some kind of downer, whatever it is. Some people have described it as depression. Depression is such a problem in our world today, especially among men. Many men find themselves depressed. They find them depressed in their job. Sometimes they're depressed because they're not working. I'm convinced that if a man is not working, he will get depressed. God designed man to work. And I don't mean just necessarily having a job, but I mean getting out and being busy and doing something that is productive. Sitting around playing video games all day or staying up half the night playing video games or watching movies. Now the thing is to watch a whole series of TV shows or something like that. And you do that for very long, and I'll guarantee you, you're going to find yourself in depression. And so David's affliction could have come from the outside, could have come from somebody or whatever his situation is, but you see, this affliction can also come from the inside. David doesn't really tell us which is here, but he says, I'm afflicted very much, I've been brought down. So whether it's depression from the inside or oppression from the outside, in whatever way, we know that at least he's down. And so where's he going to find encouragement? He says, quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. The word quicken means to make me alive, bring me to life. Like in the resurrection, when Jesus rose from the dead, he was quickened. And David is looking for that quickening. Some have described it as revival, that it's some kind of reviving, and maybe that's what he needed, and that's what we need, is that quickening, that sudden bolt of energy and that help from God that comes from his filling of the Spirit of God and his strength and his courage and his wisdom and his help. David said, quicken me. So how? He said, to quicken me according to thy word. You see, in the word of God, you'll find encouragement. Now, you've got to be reading the words of God that would bring you encouragement. David found encouragement, I think, here in the law. Because when he speaks of thy word, that's what David had. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, maybe some of the early prophets. And as he would read the scripture, he would find in them life. And he would find in them a reawakening, a quickening of energy and a quickening of his spirit. And so look into the Word of God and be encouraged in the Word of God. It can do that for you. The Word of God can be an encouragement as you read it. Let's go into the next one, Psalm 119. It's in verse 14, or 114 is the next one. And I love the picture that this brings. In Psalm 119, 114, the next thy word in Psalm 119, David said, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. When he speaks of God being his hiding place, he's speaking of God being a safe place. You are my safe place. In many ways, it could be even read as a fortress of some kind, where there's high walls and we're protected and we're safe. And he says to the Lord, you are my hiding place. In you I find a safe place. When he speaks of his shield, he's speaking of God as his protector, that God would protect us. You're my safe place, my haven of rest. Remember the old song, Haven of Rest? That's the picture that it brings, that as we get into the Word of God and as we study to the Word of God, he said, now, I hope in thy word. His faith and trust was in the Word of God, and when he needed a safe place, he could go to the Lord. You know, I think that when we take those few moments a day and we get alone somewhere by ourselves and we sit down and we open the Scripture and we begin to let God speak to us, we find there a moment of worship, but we also find there a moment of safety. Perhaps a moment of security. Oh, the world may be going nuts around you. There may be all kinds of turmoil and problems and trials and things all around you. But if you'll take those few moments, pick up the Word of God and spend that time with the Lord and pour out your heart to Him, listen to Him in His Word, you will find in there a safe place. You will find there God's protection, His hand upon you. He said, you're my shield, where God stands between us and whatever the weapon that may come against us. And he says, I hope. Now, the word hope here means to rest with expectation. So it's a hope of a settling down and being still. Remember, the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. And so he finds that place of safety and that place of rest, that place of God's protection, and all of these are found with an expectant hope in the Word of God. That's where he finds it, is in the Word. Let's go on to the next one, Psalm 119 and verse 116. In a similar way, he says, "Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope." Here he's calling out for God's support. Uphold me according to thy word. God had promised that he would uphold us. Psalm 145, 14, "The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down." Scripture says that if we humble ourselves before God, he will lift you up. And so God will hold you up. I know sometimes we stumble and we fall and we feel like we've gone down a deep dungeon or some kind of a deep tunnel. And yet there we find that God had a hold of us all the time, that he never let go of us, that we were secure in him. Where he speaks of "that I may live," he said, "Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live." Here, he's not talking about living day to day. He's talking about eternal life, that I may live for eternity. He says, "And let me not be ashamed of my hope." You know what he's saying is, "Lord, show that you are trustworthy. Show me in my life and in my testimony that I can trust you. Show those around me that I can trust you and that my faith is in you." You see, it's in the Word of God that we can find the good news of the gospel. The good news that Jesus loves you and cares about you and wants a relationship with you so that you could walk with him and live for him and then live for eternity, he said, in heaven. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also." Isn't that where you want to be with Jesus? And that was when Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." In that passage of Scripture, it begins, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He's asking us to put our faith in him. Are you trusting Christ today? Do you know him as your Savior? Have you had that place in your life, or have come to that place in your life where you realize that in yourself and by yourself there is no hope? There's no hope for satisfaction in life. Listen, Jesus gives you that satisfaction. He said, "I came to give life and to give it to you more abundantly." In Christ we find the abundant life, but not only the abundant life, we find eternal life. Listen, if you're trying to get to heaven on your own, you're not going to make it. I can tell you right now, you can be as good as you want to be. You can try as hard as you want to try. You can be sincere. You can go to church every Sunday, but if your faith is not in Christ, there's no hope. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. A couple of verses further down, the Scripture says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm inviting you today to call upon him. Confess to him your sin, repent of that sin, and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I know there's the sinner's prayer, and you could say that, but it's more than the words. It's by faith. And in the Lord you would find, he'll encourage you, and he'll bless you, and he'll help you. He'll bring satisfaction to your life and give you eternal life. Our time is gone for today. Join us again next week when we open the Scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.